we found the coin of Romville, which we knew would be in possession of a victim, Sonia said. But we were short by one body. That one was mine, I said. He's tiny pieces of soot and ash now, and that only brings us to 10. One more drowned when the tank collapsed, Michael said. They're floating down there. 11 of them, Harry. He shook his head. 11. Do you realize what this means? That if we whack one more, we get the complimentary steak knives? He turned to me, his eyes intent and bright. Tessa escaped with only 4 other members of her retinue, and Nicodemus was nowhere to be found. We have recovered 13 coins already, and 11 more today, assuming we can find them all. Only 6 coins remain free to do harm, Sonia said. Only 6. Those 6 are the last, and they are all here in Chicago, together. The fallen in the coins have been waging a war for the minds and lives of mankind for 2,000 years, Harry, Michael said. And we have fought them. That war could end. It could all be over. He turned back to the pool and shook his head, his expression that of a man baffled. I could go to Alicia's softball games, teach little Harry to ride a bicycle. I could build houses, Harry. The longing in his voice was so thick, I could practically feel it brushing against my face. Let's round up the coins and get out of here before the flashing lights show up, I said quietly. Michael, open up the bundle. He frowned at me, but did, revealing discs of tarnished silver. I drew the pair of coins I'd found from my pocket with my gloved hand and added them to the pile. Thanks, I said. Let's get moving. I turned and walked away as Michael folded the cloth closed around the coins again, his eyes distant, presumably focused on some dream of shoving those coins down a deep, dark hole and living a boring, simple, normal life with his wife and kids. I let him have it while he could. I was going to have to take that dream away from him, damn it, whether he wanted to go along with the idea or not.